Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're learning more today about New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's investigation into the NFL, specifically whether the league is illegally pricing its tickets on the resale market by using a price floor. Bloomberg News has been following this story, and Bloomberg's Michael Regan joins us now from New York. And Mike, let's explain how this system works. If you have season tickets and you can't go to a game, you might want to sell those tickets. And that's what we're talking about here, that market for reselling a ticket.
That's right. And the NFL has what's called the NFL Marketplace on, it's a service run by Ticketmaster, Ticket Exchange, it's called. And basically, they encourage teams to use that service, to have their ticket holders use that service. And, this might sound like crazy talk to people in New England, but occasionally NFL tickets actually, the market value is actually less than face value. And what these price floors do is they prevent sellers from selling the ticket for below a certain level, usually the face value of the ticket. And that's what Schneiderman's looking at because, he believes if the market for a ticket is less than the face value of the ticket, then the consumer should be able to buy it at that price. And they're sort of getting ripped off if they're not able to buy a ticket for a game that's not in very much demand at a lower price.
Right, because then the price for that ticket would naturally fall. But how strict is the league when it comes to selling tickets through this exchange? Can I just put them on Craigslist if I want to, for instance?
You could. I think when it comes to digital, ticket resales, a lot of people feel most comfortable going through this service because it is the official service. There's no risk of being ripped off by someone that, is selling through a non-approved venue.
So what's the end game here? I mean, do we expect major changes in the way that the NFL is asking people to sell its tickets, or is it going to be a long legal fight or what?
It's a great question. I mean, we'll see how they respond to, this is just the early stages of the investigation that we're hearing about from Schneiderman. So we'll see how they respond. But certainly, Schneiderman is a very closely watched AG, so I'm sure a lot of other states are looking at him too. And, the NFL very well could change their practices because of this.
Well, and it's not just the NFL. I think that's important to point out in this story. Schneiderman has got ticket sales in his crosshairs in general. We're talking about the way that concert tickets are sold, perhaps the way that theater tickets are sold on Broadway. It's not just football.
Right. He has a very long report out today looking at that whole issue of how ticket brokers manage to get so many tickets to a concert, whether or not they're using computerized programs or bots that they call to really just buy up as many tickets as they can and preventing just the average Joe from going online and getting a ticket when they go on sale. The concern is that these ticket agents have bots that are just basically, vacuuming up all the available tickets as soon as they go on sale.
Yeah, I mean, some of the prices of a show on Broadway are in several hundred dollar range, even for the cheap seats. So yeah, it's an issue. People are watching closely. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Peter.